Oh, good, recording. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's see here. Back to my script, forgive me.
That's
The
great.
session of the Independent Oversight Committee is now called to order, and the date is July 25th, 2023, and it is, what is it here? 10:32. Well, look at how prompt we are. Very nice. Good morning, everyone.
Good
I was
morning.
just mentioning to Larry that I just noticed that we're receiving written committee
Minutes.
minutes, and that we let's shoot for next month. Let's take a glance at them now that we're getting those, because I'm sorry, I just noticed that we're getting them. And then if anybody has anything to say, in fact, did anybody take a chance to read, and does anybody have any comments on the minutes? And we'll just push that on then. Anyone?
No feedback bar.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
No worries then. Then I'm just going to push ahead, and I'm going to ask Larry, I guess, first, and then Frederica second, please, if you've got any news and updates for us. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Barbara. First, can we go around and get a roll call of who's here and who's not
Yes.
here?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
And then go through
Crazy.
the script and ask about, yes, about the conflict and all that.
Oh, you know what? I covered it too quickly. Forgive me, Larry. Okay,
No, that's okay.
do we have anyone that has to disclose a conflict of interest? If there is, please let us know right away. I did attach that I did, I do believe with the agenda, I sent out that disclosure
Yeah, you
form.
did with the form.
Oh, good. That made it. Okay, but
Yeah, right there.
does anyone have anything? I'm sorry.
Barbara, this may be a question for Larry.
Sure.
I submitted a form because I am an employee of an agency that receives Medicaid funding. Do I have to announce that at the beginning of each committee meeting?
Good morning, Tyson. No, I believe you won't have to disclose that before each meeting. Only if you come across an IR report that you're familiar with or you might have knowledge of, and you worked with that particular provider, then you would have to recuse yourself from discussion and voting, regarding that matter if it should come up.
When I've looked at any of the IADs, IRs, and if they originate from the agency that I work with, I don't even open them to avoid any of
Okay.
that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and then in the
That's
course,
great.
if it should come up on your agenda, then you just would fill that form out and then recuse yourself from discussion and voting.
That sounds
It's a great
great.
question. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Tyson. Excuse me. Okay, let's start first. Forgive me. My name's Barbara Carling. I'm a vice chair, and I have been on the committee since 2008. I'm a licensed social worker, or retired social worker, I should say. And I am a family member, and a family member. So I'm going to hand it back to Ken, our chair. Thank you.
Ken Carrolls, a retired psychologist. I've been involved since 1992 with the committee. And thank you, Barb, for and Tyson for stepping up and picking more of the administrative leadership. So appreciate it, and look forward to another good meeting. So take care.
Thanks, Ken. And I'm ecstatic to present Tyson. He is our vice chair also. So I'll hand it to Tyson.
Tyson Gillespie. I am employee of Community Partners Integrated Healthcare, and also a family member of someone who's received services in our public mental health system.
Thanks. Thanks. And then, well, let me see. How is my listing here? How about Joanna? We'll get Joanna up front here because we've only got her for a half hour. Hi, Joanna. Joanna, are you on mute, sweetie? Joanna?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Joanna Kyle with Coyote Task Force, an agency that provides primarily employment and peer support services. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Joanna. And then how about Phyllis?
Good morning, Phyllis Grant. I work at Family Involvement Center, and I'm a family member and a peer.
Perfect. Thank you. I guess I'm just going to let, I got all our members. Yes, yes. Did I get everybody? Forgive me. I've got this darling picture, by the way, of Christine Scott pinned to my screen. You're cute. And I cannot read my normal list of who's here because I don't know how to fix this, but I don't even care. Let's see here. How about just our guests start? Joe, maybe we'll start there with Banner.
Certainly. Good morning, everyone. Joe Kautzman with Banner Health.
Thanks, Joe. Go ahead.
We have Don McReynolds. This Barb, I can help you do this.
Oh, thank you. Larry, can you see? Yep, thanks.
Yeah, Don, if you could introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, this is Don McReynolds from United Healthcare, OIFA.
Thank you. Christine? Christine Scott?
Hi, hi. Good morning. My name is Christine. I'm with Access. Thanks for letting me be here.
Thank you, Christine. And Michelle Rademacher?
Hello, my name is Michelle Rademacher. I am the Division of Developmental Disabilities Independent Oversight Committee Liaison.
And Ashley? Thank you, Ashley. She writes in the chat, hello, my name is Ashley Savage. I don't have the microphone. However, I am a MSW student through Arizona State University, attending the meeting to learn of ways to strengthen our communities. So welcome, Ashley. Good.
Welcome.
Welcome, Ashley. This is Barbara again, and I graduated ASU, so I'm so excited you're here. This is wonderful. Good, great program and excellent place to be.
And good. I have a U of A shirt on today, so I'm okay that ASU may go up.
Tyson. We support, of course, our
They are the land of the wildcats, sir.
Yeah, but they do have a great social work school here in Tucson. Anyway.
They do.
They do.
And then Frederica, yes. Do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hello, Frederica Graham with Access. And Barbara, I was trying to figure out how to help you unpin your screen if you have, if you're having problems seeing it. So yes. If you hover over your name, there should be like a thumbtack. If you press on that, it should unpin for you.
And it did. Okay. Magic. Oh my goodness. What would I do without you, Frederica? Oh my gosh. Thank you. Now I can see something. Okay. But by the way, Christine, you're adorable. Just saying. But this is helpful. I'll be darned. Okay. Thank you.
Then I'm Larry Allen. I'm with Arizona Department of Administration. And Barb, I think that's everybody. Did I miss anybody? No, I think we're good. So the floor is all yours.
Oh, pardon? Good to go. Let's see then. Okay, we'll start with the focus groups. Unfortunately, Jason can't be with us this month, but he'll hopefully be back next month. Our wonderful law enforcement, Jason Sergeant Winsky. So I'm going to member recruitment outreach. Do any committee members or even our guests, anyone have any thoughts about member recruitment and outreach? Any news? Comments, updates. Okay. I wish I had some. By the way, I do intend to visit ASU down here our social work school. I will get to it once the heat passes and I can get keep my animals alive. I can leave the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Pardon?
On Square.
Oh, that's some conversation behind. Okay. Then let's go to the reports. I'm going to turn it over to Joanna in case she has any news for us. Joanna, on the reports, were you able to get on the server?
You know, I don't have anything to report. I'm behind on looking at those reports, but I hope to get caught up this month and have more for next meeting.
Okay. I totally understand, and I'm with you. It's been a wild month. Yes, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Did Tyson, did you get a minute? Or and I know, Phyllis, you're still working on access to...
We're in the process right now of a solicitation with another department within the state. I've been writing that for the past few weeks, so I've not been able to look at any IEPs.
Okay, totally get that. And I did get on and I did pull some reports and I did start to look, but I didn't get enough time to come back to you with anything. But I'm active on the server. I just need a weather change so I have more time anyway. So, okay, we'll move on from that. We'll push that to next month. Okay, board and care. Karen, is it Ulick again, was kind enough to give me a contact. Karen was not able to help me find a list of unlicensed homes, you know, in the Tucson area that we used to get, that list. And so she kindly connected me. You know, it went centralized. It went to ABC. Is it ABC Homes up in Phoenix now, kind of runs all the housing for our people? I went to a meeting about that last year or so, but I don't know much more about it. But she connected me with a Vanessa there. So I sent Vanessa an email a while back, didn't hear back. So I contacted her again, and apparently I got kicked one of those I'm on vacation automatic responses. So I'm still working on getting us that access to the list. I did go, Tyson, dig up those legal-sized pages of from like 3 or more years ago, when I used to have, when I was provided the list of unlicensed homes here in Tucson. And they're quite messy. It's just time consuming. So I haven't moved far enough on that. So that's where I kind of stand on our board and care and site visits. We're still kind of on a hold, although I do question if this is the best month to go visit anybody, unless they have air conditioning. So it actually would, as I say that, I realize it probably would have been a good month to see what they're having to endure. But anyhow, so that's where I'm at. Tyson, do you have any more comments about site visits and that issue?
I've got a small list that I should have got over to you, to the committee. I'll send that by the end of the week of boarding care, where we have some of our intensive patients placed in Pima County. And so when I say place, we didn't place them, they placed themselves there, but they're residing in those boarding care. So I'll send that over to you, but it's a small list.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. And by the way, providers, if you get wind of, gosh, it used to be so well done, again, like La Frontera and the different Compass and so forth, they would send a list of where they were housing and licensed places to Melissa Brown at whatever that company is. It used to be Simpatico. I've lost track of the name of it now. But anyway, and then we would then be provided that list, and that all went away. So if anybody hears anything of where our community, our clients in the community are staying, unlicensed preferably here, they seem to get the least oversight. Those are the ones we want to visit. But if you do, please forward it to me in an email. I'd be so appreciative if you could provide me with that information. Okay. Special populations. I think I'll give it first to, how about Phyllis? Have you got anything for us? Oh, and please give us an update on last month's wonderful discussion. Okay, Phyllis, thank you.
Sure. So Don was extremely helpful and was able to get light a fire under the provider. And we were able to get a CFT done pretty quickly. The mother is, she's very overwhelmed, but she's working a lot. I'm going with her to court today for a DV case against her ex, her soon-to-be ex. Her son is out, has been out in Rocky Point for the last few days with family. She is getting some services. There's another CFT scheduled. So I have not been able to meet with her for a week or so. But we're meeting today at the court, and then we're meeting again tomorrow. She said that her son's behavior is a little bit better. They do have a behavior coach coming in twice a week. I want to make sure that's really happening because that was discussed at the CFT. But there was a lot of movement as soon as Don got involved, and I really, really appreciate the help. And I think Mom is feeling a little bit more hopeful that now someone's actually involved in hearing her and trying to provide services. That's really all I have right now. But once Don got involved, I'll tell you, it went pretty quick. People started doing what they need to do. And the meeting went well and Don was there at the meeting. The next one is scheduled, I think, for August 1st, the next CFT.
Oh my goodness, that's good to hear. Don, you raised your hand. Yes?
Yes, I just wanted to ask Phyllis if she needs any other support ongoing, please, you know, reach back out and keep me in the loop. We can stay on it.
Absolutely. I certainly will. She's got so much going on now with the DV case and working. She had to go back to work full time as a program manager for, I believe, DDD Group Home. And it's taking a lot of time and they've lost staff. So yes, I will absolutely let you know if things aren't going the way they need to go, as far as the services that she was told she'd have if they haven't happened. I'll know more tomorrow after I meet with her. And what I can do, Donna, is after I meet with her tomorrow, I can just send you a quick email and give you a quick update. Is that okay?
That would be great. I just want to kind of make sure that we maintain the level of service. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was very impressed at the CFT with your support and the accountability that you were requesting from the agency. So thank you so much.
That is the best news. Thanks. Does anybody have any questions for Phyllis on that? Or Phyllis, do you have other issues going on that you need to bring up, would like to bring up, or could use some help on?
That's right now. That's the only thing that was pretty crisis motivated. You know, I am school's getting ready to start, and I'm a little frustrated with, before the summer, I had several families who needed to get some IEPs, some assessments done for possible IEPs or 504s. And the schools just gave so much pushback about, well, it's too close to summer. And they were successful in not getting it done before summer and have not been very responsive. So that's my only moving forward challenge, is now I'm meeting with families the next couple of weeks, getting letters ready, getting lists of accommodations that they can, for specifically for ADHD kiddos, to help the schools should be able to look at, and trying to give the parents as much information as possible. So when we meet with the school and get the letters going, that's been my frustration, is, you know, even though offices are open, there's not a whole lot of action going on. So, and I am concerned about our education system. you know, the teachers, they're, you know, underpaid, overworked, and there aren't enough of them. Besides, you know, we have a doctor shortage in Pima County, we have a teacher shortage. So, and our kids are, you know, have a lot of needs, and a lot of parents don't understand what they can do and what their responsibilities are in trying to get those needs met. So that right now has been my focus when I'm meeting with the parents during the summer, is getting prepared for things that really would have preferred to have been done, started before summer, like back in March, that weren't, and getting the ball rolling. And schools, typically when school starts, their position has been in the past, well, let's wait a month, 2 months, and see how things go. And it's really hard for them to really accept that in the first week of school, here's a letter, we want this kiddo assessed for possible IEP or 504, and these are the reasons why. Even though the kid is returning to the same school, the premise is because it's a different teacher that things might be better. And so that's just a frustrating part for me right now. And there's nothing anybody else can really do unless you have any ideas or suggestions. I have a couple of families that have checked out some schools for autism that are really, really happy and are excited to have the kids go there. They've got the kids are enrolling. One of them is the Intermountain. I don't know what it's really called anymore. Intermountain Academy for Autism. I'm not sure anymore. The other one is the one on Broadway. So both those schools, I've had like three parents who are enrolling their kids in those schools. And they're really excited about that. So that's going to be a new experience for all of us. So to have those options is really, really good. I would also like to say I have a parent who's, I'm going to give a shout out to Marana Behavioral Health, because this parent is just getting every single need met. And with a teenager with autism, she has absolutely no complaints. There's no gaps in medication. There's no gaps in counseling. There's no gaps in services. People return her calls if they don't answer. So I just had to do that, because this is a family I worked with for almost 2 years that has struggled with different providers and is so happy right now. And I'm so pleased. So that's all I have.
Phyllis, that's wonderful. That's more good news. Joe, you wanted to comment. Yes, go ahead.
I do. Thanks, Barbara. Well, first of all, Phyllis, I just want to say we appreciate you so much. And your reports in this IOC meeting, it really is helpful to the health plans. And second of all, I want to say that, you know, there is a way that the health plans can help and support. That is really just to ensure that, you know, we have educational material, informational material for our families to ensure they know what to expect and what to, you know, what they deserve to have. So there's that piece as well. And we can really talk about, you know, IEPs and the 504s, all of those things that you had mentioned, which I really greatly appreciate. Another thing is that, you know, Phyllis, you're doing a great job in the community for us. And I just wanted to say again, we appreciate all the work that you're doing. So thank you for the thorough report and always keeping us updated and informed.
Thank you, Joe. That was really nice. I love my job. I'm still working at it. And I love the actual face-to-face helping families. Otherwise, none of us would be doing this work if we didn't have this heart for it.
That's right. And I also wanted to say before I end is that thank you for giving our provider a shout out at Marana Health. We really appreciate hearing those shout outs. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Didn't know if I was allowed to do that, but I said, I'm doing it anyway, because it's been amazing.
Oh, good for you, Phyllis. Oh boy, that was really good. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Phyllis. Hey, Tyson, have you got something for us?
Nothing specific this month. We're doing a lot of partnering with adult and juvenile court probation systems, really hoping to assist with Both folks who are currently detained coming back into the community, but also from a once on probation or court involved, really making sure that we keep them on the successful path where they don't incur additional charges. So doing a lot of work right now, specifically on the young adult and adult side, and had some exciting meetings recently with some folks through the court. So hopefully some more to come on that in the next coming months.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tyson. Okay. And then special populations, administrative miscellaneous. Oh, let me quickly give a shout out to Ashley. Yes, just a minute here. Hang on here. If I got that right. Yes. Ashley, please, if you would put your email address in the little messages, and that way I'll make sure that you get an agenda so that you know when our next meeting is and so forth, because I'm really pleased that you're here. Okay, moving on. Let's see. Perfect. Thanks. And now I see, thank you, Larry, very much. It goes into our notes, and I'll have a printout of that too, because I've never figured out how to pull email addresses off that little area there. So I'm going to move up to, I don't have anything for administratively, so I'm going to go ahead and just see if we have any provider updates. And start with Joe. How about Joe?
Okay, thanks, Barbara. This is Joe with Banner. I have no updates at this time.
Okay, thanks, Joe. And then how about I jump to, let's go with Dawn.
Hi, Barbara. First, I want to just highlight, and I think Joanne can attest to this, how much we appreciate this meeting and these IOC members, all of you, for your collaboration with us. And I just wanted to update, last month I went through all of our DD and tribal at OIFA and all the advocates and liaisons that are available within United Healthcare, and Joe kind of went over hers. And so it's very important on these IOCs that as we give updates, that the IOC members also know that the health plan representatives are here to assist. And Phyllis, when you were speaking of the school process, one of the ways that we may be able to assist as OIFA member advocates is if you can identify the health plan which the family is involved in, we can also assist in expediting the services and the IEP process so that we could get these children services earlier in the year. So I would recommend, Phyllis, if you run into that where there seems to be a delay and you need support, you know, to reach out to Joe or myself or AZ Complete and let us know if we can help expedite those services. That's foremost in our minds.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for the nice compliment too. And thanks for all that. That is just marvelous. Thanks. I'm going to ask Ashley. Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley. Of course not. Moving to the left. Forgive me, Ashley. Michelle.
Hello. I do not have an update today.
That's good. Thank you, Michelle. Christine?
Sorry about that. I do not have an update or anything to add. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Christine. Okay. Let me see. I'm still trying to read my board here. Did I get everyone? I think so. Did I get everyone, Larry? Our providers?
Yes, I believe you got all the providers, but I do have an update for the committee.
Oh, good.
Yes. I'm sorry, Don, you had your hand up?
Oh, I just wanted, I put it up and I just wanted to add, Barbara, one of the best ways and Phyllis to communicate those asks is if you can send Frederica an email. I was neglectful in mentioning that this process will be tracked if this IOC needs support. And so it should go through, you know, one of like Frederica or Larry or Michelle. And so we're trying to kind of streamline that process. So I was neglectful in mentioning that, but I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Perfect, Dawn. Thanks. And of course, everything goes through Frederica. Thank you very much. She is wonderful. Thank you. Larry, I'll give it back.
Okay. A quick update regarding executive session. We had our open meeting law training last month on June 6th, and the training and the PowerPoint is on our IOC website. So please feel free to hop on the website and take a look at the PowerPoint training or PowerPoint slides in the training. And in the course of that training, we took a harder look at how we were approaching executive sessions. And we have to have a reason why we're going into executive session on the agenda before the meeting. So we can no longer have as needed on the agenda before the meeting. So if we want to have a meeting or executive session during the course of the committee meeting, we need to have a reason why. Okay. This committee really rarely, I don't believe, has ever gone into executive session, which is fine and great. But just to let you know, should that arise and should it be needed, it needs to be on the agenda before the meeting. Any questions on that?
No. Thanks, Larry. I have to tell you, I scratch my head on that one every time because I don't recall our committee either going into a session per se, you know. So thank you. And as if we do come up with an issue, or if you even recognize one, let's get together and talk. You can walk me through it. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what Frederick and I are here for, to help you navigate that process. And okay. We will certainly keep the committee apprised on what's needed. Any questions before the meeting, or if you need, please reach out to one of us via email or phone call, we'll have a discussion.
Oh, thanks, Larry. I have started to include in my raise your hand, are you going to be at the meeting note, to please send any agenda items, because I am trying to incorporate that notion that we get it on the agenda before the meeting. So far,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
We pretty much stick to what we've got right now. We haven't really had anything other than the electing Tyson, you know, our new VP. So, but beyond that, it's been just, you know, business as usual. So thanks, Larry. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. No problem.
Let's see. We don't have any guests. I know. This is your, this is an opportunity. We have a guest here, Christine. Oh, she can't. She's on the phone. Never mind. It would be too much to ask her to,
I think Frederica has an update for you, Barb.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Frederica. Sorry.
No problem, Barbara. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update. As Larry stated, you know, we're always here to help you guys. So please feel free to reach out for whatever your needs are. We work really well together and we work really hard to try to get you guys what you need. So please don't hesitate. The other thing is Christine Scott, who is my coworker here at Access, will be starting to attend some of the meetings with me because at some point I have to take vacation because I've gotten a response that I'm well over my hours. So I'm doing a little bit of shadowing with her so that if ever I'm out during your meeting time or any other things that you guys might have in my absence, that she'll be able to assist me. Also, in addition to Larry. So just wanted to give you guys that update that if you see her in the meetings and that sort of thing, that is the reason why she's joining. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Is it tropical? Are you going somewhere tropical?
I'm going to Aruba.
So. Oh, I love it. That's my question. Oh, that's marvelous. Thank you, Frederica. And welcome aboard, Christine. It's really nice again to meet you. That's wonderful. Oh, I'm just excited to hear that, Frederica. And I hope it's about for 3 weeks.
Not that long, but I'll be taking some time here and there. So just wanted to give you guys that update.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much. Thanks. Okay. So I think we're at the end of our agenda today. And if I go back to my conducting a session letter, I need to ask for a motion. That's for something else. Forgive me. Okay. Larry, what do I say next? I know what's on here somewhere. I already did the public. We don't have that.
Yeah, you just need a motion to end the meeting.
That's just that simple. All righty then.
A motion to adjourn.
Oh, okay, thanks, Tyson. Thank you very much. Any seconds?
I second it.
Thanks, Phyllis. I want to thank everybody for being here today, and you're an absolutely marvelous group of people. And I just hope that you continue to be comfortable and cool and safe. Please stay safe, and I'll see you in a month, 1 month from now, okay? And Joe, thank you. You're just the best. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Okay, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye, Ken.